and you are listening to The Ed Bush Show on CKLW, much more music. It's 5 o'clock.
Here you go, Princess. I know you love this song. Bobby Helm. A little word. Describe the one.
Take a few seconds now and think about how many of your friends wear glasses. Maybe you even wear them yourself. Well, you know, you owe it to yourself to consider the merits of contactless lenses. Listen, they seldom require a prescription change. You'll be happy to wear them. They're less of a nuisance than glasses, and knowing that you're the only one who knows you're wearing them adds tremendous confidence. Treat yourself to more no-obligation information on contactless lenses by calling the Detroit Optometric Center nearest you. Besides contactless lenses, the Detroit Optometric Centers offer exclusive young adult credit, allowing persons under 21 to pay for their lenses as they wear them. The only basic requirement is that you have a part-time job or a weekly allowance. Check your phone book for the Detroit Optometric Center branch nearest you. There are 6 in Detroit, including centers in Pontiac and Mount Clemens. The Detroit Optometric Centers, founded by Dr. Donald L. Golden, optometrist, better vision pioneers for almost a quarter of a century.
CKLW Expo 67 time, 4 minutes past 5 o'clock from 66 to Sandpiper. I don't know if you ever saw that group perform the Sandpipers, but all I hear that song is a very strong female voice along with the guys, and according to what you see on TV, there's only 3 fellas, so one of them does a very good job.
There goes a driver who doesn't care much about money. He's wasting gasoline. Shell mileage experts will tell you that when you accelerate with a wide-open throttle, your car may be getting only 5 miles per gallon. That's right, 5 miles per gallon. That's pretty expensive. So Shell experts offer this tip. Take it easy when you're taking off, and watch your mileage improve. Of course, the gasoline you use can affect your mileage, too. That's why Shell blends a mileage ingredient called Platformate into Super Shell. Platformate actually contains more energy per gallon than the finest 100-octane aviation gasoline. Energy that turns into mileage as you drive. So remember this advice from the mileage experts at Shell. Avoid those fast takeoffs. And keep your tank filled with Super Shell gasoline. It's blended to help you get good mileage.
Yes, I'll drag right out to my nurse Shell station. Baby, it's you from 62, the Shirelles.
'Cause baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. Come on home.
Ta-da. Isn't that a great song? The sound of the Shirelles from 1962. Cloudy, chance of light snow through Monday, mixed with light rain or freezing rain. High today at 33, low tonight 26. It's 32 degrees at 10 minutes past 5 o'clock. During World War II, the captain of a flying fortress and his co-pilot find themselves both attracted to the same girl.
You can't make love. You're twisted. You can only make hate.
Telegram at
6 o'clock. 6 more at 6 o'clock. Train coming in at
5 o'clock. This is the story of this evening's Theater 9 presentation entitled The War Lover, starring Steve McQueen, Robert Wagner, Shirley Ann Field, and Gary Cockrell. Don't miss The War Lover tonight at 6:30 on CKLW Television 9.
I'll be alone each and every night.
Seeing Sep.
While you're away, don't forget to.
From 66, The Happenings.
Bye bye, so long, farewell. Bye bye, so long, farewell. Bye bye, so long, farewell.
It's an education wonderful. I see my engineer back at Master Control is reading selected versions of Mother Goose Tale. Here comes Gino Pitney. Every breath I'll take.
Hardly ever thank the stars above.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got carried away. Last night I was at the Chess Maid. Went out to see Danny Z out there. Incidentally, he wants any bands that are interested in being the Battle of the Bands of Monday nights out there to give him a call at the station and leave a message, Daddy Steve. But anyway, I was out there, and I saw Tom Rush, and the guy is great, and he had a whole bunch of pattern. He was talking about different types of songs, you know, great songs, and he said, of course, you also that, you know, the Hitmaker show on television last week. Everybody said, yeah. He says, you know, that one, Swingin' Time.
I've heard them say love is a wonderful thing.
I don't know, man. The guy gets a guest shot and he...
Something you can't hide on a shelf.
Showbiz, I guess.
But to me, they no longer have to explain. Because I know for myself...
This is how it is when a boy falls in love. Here comes Mel Carter.
Me awaken each morning. How it is when a boy falls in love.
CKLW headlining 2020 News. The Governor General of Canada, George Vanier, passed away in his sleep early today. Michigan highway deaths up to 8. Teamster President Jimmy Hoffa has one last chance to stay out of prison. Adam Clayton Powell supporters say Powell was the victim of political racist lynching. Two engines and 43 cars derailed on a train near Holland, Michigan. The re-election of French President Charles de Gaulle may be in the works. Lucy Johnson Nugent says that she is pregnant. Four Wautoma, Wisconsin residents shot to death. Brazilian airliner crashes, killing 61 passengers and 5 on the ground. Details on 2020 News in 20 minutes. CKLW weather just ahead of much more music. Cloudy, chance of a little light snow at times through Monday. Mixed with light rain or freezing rain this afternoon. High today and Monday 33, low tonight 26. It's 32 degrees in CK country now. This is Don Patrick for 2020 News.
Oh, man, what a sound. 21 minutes past 5 o'clock from CK. Hear about that town with the big old bridge.
The loveliness of Paris.
He's talking. That too much. I'm ready to fly away right now. CKLW time, 24 minutes past 5 o'clock.
For contactless lenses and young adult credit, it's the Detroit Optometric Centers, founded by Dr. Donald L. Golden, optometrist. In Detroit, Pontiac, and Mount Clemens, check your phone book for the center nearest you.
I could have loved you so well. Ray Peterson. Tuberculosis gives no early warning. Get your annual chest x-ray next month when mobile units will fan throughout Detroit. He comes out of nowhere. The Impressions. Gypsy
from
woman.
Nowhere through a caravan. A gypsy woman. A gypsy woman.
Curtis Mayfield's Impressions at 28 minutes past 5 o'clock, Expo 67 time, and as my mother always says to me, kid, you better grow up.
When I grow up to be a man, when I grow up to be a
ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to The Ed Bush Show on CKLW. Much more music. It's 5:30.
22. Oh, I'm sorry. Cloudy, a chance of light snow through Monday. Mixed light rain or freezing rain. High today and tomorrow, 33. Low tonight, 26. It's 32 degrees in Radio Land now. Missing You. Fan of the Stands from Ray Peterson. Well, I didn't mean to dance with Ray Peterson. I meant... sing the song, kid, I'm in trouble, please.
Mine is you.
27 minutes before 6 o'clock, Expo 67 time, in Brenda
all
Lee.
All alone am I.
From 62.
Heaven of my heart.
Wayne St. University Symphony Orchestra, Law, is giving a concert in the Community Arts Auditorium on Tuesday, March 7th. Admission is free. That can't be Tuesday. Anyway, March 7th, and the public is invited. CKLW time, 24 minutes before 6. Here comes Lou Rawls.
For every little kid, there's a little kid.
Love, love. Love's a hurting thing. CKLW time, 22 minutes before 6 o'clock. Don't forget now, if you'd like to send us comments on the Million Dollar Weekend, and again, not specific records for me to play or any of the guys to play at certain times, but records you haven't heard on the Million Dollar Weekend you'd like to be included, send them along to Ed Bush, care of CKLW, Box 80, Windsor, or Detroit, and I'll get them and pass them on to our beautiful music director, and he'll be glad to help you out. Which way did you come in? Okay, it's 22 minutes before 6 o'clock. It's not for me to say. It's only for me to play. Here comes Johnny Mathis. For the past 4 hours in 41 minutes, it's been the pleasure of Ed Bush to be the voice of CKLW Radio 800. Don't forget Dusty Rhodes tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock as he starts off with the regular list. Duh. And in the meantime, have a very pleasant evening. Thank you, Windsor. Thank you, Detroit. Here comes Don Patrick.
CKLW first with 2020 news. Governor General George Vanier, a distinguished soldier, lawyer, diplomat, and patriot, died peacefully in Ottawa today at the age of 78. He had spent the past 7.5 years as the Queen's representative in Canada. Mr. Vanier died in his bed this morning, minutes after receiving Holy Communion. His chaplain also administered the last rites of the Roman Catholic Church. Death followed heart failure. General Vanier was born in Montreal and was Canada's second native-born governor general. The first was the man he succeeded in 1959, the Right Honorable Vincent Massey. After a distinguished military career in which he lost his right leg during the First World War, General Vanier spent several years as Canada's ambassador to France. Two engines and 43 cars of a Chesapeake and Ohio freight train derailed at New Richmond, about 6 miles south of Holland, Michigan, this morning. The derailment happened when the four engines hauling the 80-car freight train bumped into loose railing as the long line of cars cleared the bridge over the Kalamazoo River. The wreck damaged 41 of the cars. Train traffic was clogged from Chicago to Grand Rapids. Also damaged were two huge bulldozers valued at $30,000 each. The weekend traffic toll has climbed to at least 8 since Friday evening. 4 of those listed as traffic fatalities are teenagers killed in a single accident near Coldwater, Michigan last night. Police say 17-year-old Donald Shaw of Coldwater, his 18-year-old brother William, 14-year-old Bobby Combs of Ellen, and 14-year-old Kenneth Gritman of Montgomery were killed when their car apparently left Centennial Road and plowed into a tree. Reverend Albert Cleage is the Negro minister who recently led an unsuccessful strike by Negroes in sympathy of Congress treatment of Adam Clayton Powell. Reverend Cleage was in Kalamazoo yesterday. Speaking in that southwestern Michigan city, he called the exclusion of Powell from his House seat and his words a racist lynching. Cleage also said the strike method is what he calls the method of the future for Negroes. Strikes may replace sit-ins and protest marches, according to Cleage. The four dogs that attacked 7-year-old Peter Conan III, mauling and biting the boy on the head, back, arms, and legs, aren't wanted back in the neighborhood for the boy's father. Peter Conan Jr. says he will seek a court order to prevent his neighbor, Clyde Beerworth, from bringing one of the dogs back to his home. Across the country and around the world, headlines by Dateline, Paris. French President de Gaulle's Union for the New Republic Party leads in early returns from today's parliamentary voting. Harlem, some 4,000 enthusiastic backers gathered at a Harlem church to demonstrate their support to ousted Congressman Adam Clayton Powell. Natchez, Mississippi, top NAACP leaders went to Natchez today to honor Warless Jackson killed when a bomb wrecked his truck last Monday. New York, UN Secretary General U Thant believes peace talks would start within a few weeks if the United States would stop bombing North Vietnam. Wautoma, Wisconsin, 4 persons found shot to death today. Police have arrested a suspect. CKLW Sports. In the NBA today, the Philadelphia 76ers defeated the Detroit Pistons 131-106. CKLW weather just ahead of much more music. Cloudy, chance of a little light snow at times through Monday, mixed with light rain or freezing rain this afternoon. High today and Monday, 33. Low tonight, 26. It's 32 degrees in CK country now. This is Don Patrick for 2020 News.